Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With Election Day just 17 days away now, more than 11 million Americans have already voted. The presidential candidates, meanwhile, will continue focusing on a handful of battleground states this weekend.
Former President Donald Trump will spend the weekend crossing Pennsylvania, even catching Sunday's Steelers-Jets game. Campaigning in Detroit on Friday, Trump said if elected, his administration would bring about another renaissance of the Motor City.
I will put Detroit first, I will put Michigan first, and I will put America first, and that's the way it is.
Vice President Kamala Harris also stumped in Michigan.
We will retool existing factories and hire locally and work with unions to create good-paying jobs.
Harris is spending her birthday weekend in Georgia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The judge overseeing Trump's federal election interference case has released more evidence gathered by special counsel Jack Smith. CBS's Scott McFarlane takes a look.
In one of the depositions released, a White House aide told investigators when Trump was informed there was rioting at the Capitol January 6th, he responded by saying, "Oh, really? Let's go see." Then the aide handed him the TV remote control. The aide said he then went to grab Trump a Diet Coke. Jack Smith has argued Trump scrolled his phone and watched the attack on TV that day without immediately calling off the rioters.
President Biden and other world leaders meeting in Berlin are pressing Israel to use the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a turning point to revive ceasefire negotiations. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is monitoring.
Kirby was asked if the U.S. is confident Israel is ready for a ceasefire now.
The president believes that certainly with Sinwar's killing, there's a unique opportunity here.
He says finding an end to the war is critical.
Mr. Sinwar's death can provide an inflection point to getting there.
And now that Israeli forces have knocked out the top leader,
they have, without question, completely eliminated any immediate threat that Hamas would pose from a military perspective.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Cuba is trying to restore its electrical grid.
Cuba is experiencing a nationwide blackout after its main energy plant failed, knocking out electricity to around 10 million people. The government has declared an emergency, suspending all non-essential public sector services and closing schools in an effort to conserve supplies.
The BBC's Chris Barrow. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis' Department of Health has threatened TV stations with criminal prosecution for running ads supporting a pro-abortion rights ballot measure. A federal judge has ordered them to stop doing that, ruling it violates the right to free speech. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investment your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life. And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sam Davison in for Calvin on the board. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political director normally would be with us on Fridays, but I saw on Twitter last night that he was on a bus, and he, I believe, was in La Crosse.
Ooh.
Yes, so we will catch up with Dan Schaefer next week, and we have a lot of things to cover this morning. Greg and I are going to kick it around. We hope you will join us again at 855-752-4842. Just a reminder that when you head to the polls, what are we, 18 days away? Only 18 days to go. When you head to the polls on November 5th, there will be yet another constitutional amendments on our ballots here in Wisconsin. It's an effort to change one word on who can vote. It currently says every U.S. citizen can vote. They want to change it to only U.S. citizens can vote. What is the definition of only is the concern. Who will fall into that category of only as opposed to every? And if you want to check out the League of Women Voters Wisconsin, we will put their link in our show notes. They have a great explanation on why they believe you should vote no. So keep that in mind. Get informed. Go to the League of Women Voters Wisconsin and vote no. When you head into the poll, or if you're going to be voting early, you want to vote no. We already know that the last two that were on the ballot that were defeated in August had all kinds of support from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And all of the Republicans were coming out in favor of these constitutional amendments and how wonderful they would be. And now it's so quiet. It's just so quiet.
I wonder why.
Where are all the endorsements from the big Wisconsin Republicans on how great this is going to be for everybody? One wonders if they aren't intentionally not endorsing it. Or is it just me?
I don't think it's just you. I think it has to do with the fact that last time they came full-fledged out there, guns blazing, not to use their parlance in the, against them, but saying to vote yes on those constitutional amendments, and they died pretty hard at the ballot box.
Yes,
it was not a neck and neck thing. It was they fundamentally this state said no. So maybe they realize that their endorsement is, I think I referred to it the other day as garbage.
Oh, I was going to say kiss of death, but maybe that's just me.
Hey, whatever works for you.
We're
workshopping this stuff, baby.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. So I will be voting no. The League of Women Voters Wisconsin is suggesting that you vote no. I'm pretty sure Popcorn King and all of the other Republicans here in Wisconsin would like you to vote yes. Mm-hmm. But yet again, where is their full-throated support and all of their endorsements? One wonders.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Another thing I think folks need to be aware of, and we've talked about this before, and it's easy to forget, the results of the election are not going to be decided by the time we go to bed on November 5th.
No.
They're just not. They're going to be hand-counting ballots in some states. That's going to take a very long time. And even here in Wisconsin, we are not allowed to start counting absentee ballots until Election Day. Now, there was a bipartisan effort. Was it not bipartisan, Greg?
It was bipartisan, went through the assembly.
Yeah, and then got to the Senate. Got to the Senate, where this measure would have allowed our election workers to start counting those absentee ballots before Election Day in order to help speed up the tallies, and it was killed in the Wisconsin Senate. So when there's screeching on election night that there's ballot dumps coming into Milwaukee, that is a lie.
Yeah.
That is bringing ballots into the central place where they need to be counted. This is part of the process. It's always been a part of the process. Were they allowed to count them ahead of time? It probably would. Again, we'd have the tally sooner. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. And that's not even like they're looking to just count them the day of elections. If they started from the moment that we opened the polls, this would alleviate all of those problems. But can't do that. And not only that, we can't even, because of the ballot measures this past spring, not only can we not count ballots on the day of, we can't have outside money to help the process along. The Republicans called it Zuckerbucks. What it was, and it was not money going to Democratic strongholds. It was money going to all municipalities to help the process along. Hire more staff. Get everything going and working in a timely fashion. Because in 2020, with everything going on, with
the pandemic.
The pandemic and with far less shenanigans that was happening, what we'll see in 2024 most likely, it still took until the Tuesday to Saturday to declare a winner in the presidential election. So with whatever they're going on, we're probably going to see it take a little bit longer. And that is no thanks to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who made sure that it was going to be harder and more strict on who can be taking care of anything as far as like what's an election official. So, yeah.
Well, apparently Zuckerbucks are bad. Elmo Bucks are good.
Elmo Bucks are accepted.
Elmo Bucks are great. They can't get enough of Musk Bucks.
Musk Bucks. I like that better. Musk Bucks.
Musk Bucks.
Hawk. It's like a smelly dollar. It's like, oh, this smells like the.
Elon Musk is paying people to get people to sign on to petitions.
Yeah.
That seems not legal for some reason.
Well, they're paying the workers. They're not paying the people, from what I understand. And
okay.
It's like bonuses. It's like, you know, no tax on tips and all that kind of good stuff. And blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I mean, it's Elon, so he gets to do what he wants. Jabba the Musk is, he's about America.
He's untouchable.
He's untouchable.
Yeah.
He believes that if Trump doesn't win, that Western civilization is going to fall, if you want dramatics for that, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we just want the process to be smooth, fair, and not take a month.
Well, right. And again, I go back to, I believe the Wisconsin Republicans in the state Senate, when they killed that measure, bipartisan again, that bipartisan measure to allow the counting of ballots early, they're doing this so they can use this again as another screech point about ballot dumps and all of that stuff. And they've really embraced the whole election fraud.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, that's my takeaway for, you know, we want people to be educated on these topics. So, folks, if you're listening right now and on Election Day, if you have friends or family, don't engage with people on social media. That's not a winner
it's
for
pointless.
You. But if you see friends and family saying, well, what about the ballot dumps? You simply say to them, look, this is because of the spring election of 2024, where people voted to make it more difficult to count votes. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not shenanigans. This was a pointed and purposeful move on the Republican Party side to make sure that they would sow the seeds of
doubt.
Of doubt. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Boom, we just debunked your conspiracy theory. And the earth is round.
And share what you know. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. If you feel that you are well-informed and you know what you're talking about, then share what you know. Mm-hmm. That is our favor that we're asking you.
Yeah. And to a further point that we've talked about, as far as going to the League of Women Voters website, we're going to put that in the show notes. Read about it. This is not just about, as far as who can vote, it's not about legal immigrants versus quote-unquote illegal immigrants or undocumented individuals. This is about who can vote, the documentation, and making it more difficult. And it's not people from outside this country. It's other individuals, natural-born citizens, and we're talking about women. And it's a slippery slope. So read up on the information. Know that this is not here to safeguard our elections. Our elections are safe.
They are fair and free and secure. And we had 60 court cases that Donald Trump lost trying to prove election fraud. Oh, and some bad things have happened to the lawyers that worked for him that were trying to prove this election fraud. Disbarment.
That's right.
Can't practice law anymore. Ooh.
Yeah. And if you want any sort of proof of any of how safe our elections are, go no further than the door of the Assembly Speaker for the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, who said on record the 2020 election was safe and fair, period.
He had some choice things to say about people who doubted the accuracy, didn't he?
He had, point of correction, he said that about people who wanted to recall him, and they tried to recall him twice.
Okay.
He called them stupid, and I believe he called them morons.
I believe that's correct.
But I'm gonna say that the Venn diagram of people who want Robin Voss to be recalled and the people who think that the 2020 election were stolen isn't a far apart circles. They're real close together. So, yeah, I mean, do with that information what you will, but yeah, Robin Voss agrees that our elections are safe, and that's all I need.
Me too.
We've solved democracy. Let's go home.
If Robin says it, then I just take that right to the bank. Absolutely. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, making the rounds around Wisconsin yesterday. Boy, she was all over the place. Started off in Milwaukee, moved on to La Crosse. Mark Cuban from Shark Tank, among many, many other of his accomplishments, was there. And then they wrapped things up in Green Bay last night. Dr. Kristen Lierley was there. We're going to share some of those clips with you and talk about Kamala in Wisconsin when we return. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody want to pass as cops. We all want to be big, big stars. Yeah, but we got different reasons for that. Believe in me, because I don't believe in anything. And I want to be someone.
Radio WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're muted, Jane. You're muted.
Oh, that makes a difference. Jeez. These buttons, there's icons and things. Welcome back.
We did it.
To Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Samtacular on the board. In for Calvin.
Samtacular.
What do you think?
Wow.
In for Calvin. Yeah, huh?
I was going to go with Fantastic Sam's, but
Calvin's taking a few well-deserved days off, so you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tonight, Civic Media is going to broadcast the 2024 Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Our coverage will start tonight at 6:50. The actual debate gets underway at 7, and then afterwards, our great Civic Media team will do a great job, and they're going to have some analysis afterwards. So again, our coverage tonight of the debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde begins tonight across Civic Media at 6:50. Hope you will tune in. As we mentioned before we went to the break, Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin yesterday. Several stops, started off in Milwaukee, went to La Crosse at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and then wrapped things up in Green Bay. It was the excitement of the crowd doesn't seem to be dissipating.
No. And the crowds are staying huge.
Yeah, she's got good crowds, pulling big crowds. At one point, this was when they were in La Crosse yesterday, At one point she commented that Donald Trump appointed the three justices to the Supreme Court who eventually helped to overturn Roe v. Wade, and some hecklers called out, "You lie, you lie." Sam, let's play that clip from Kamala Harris last night talking to the hecklers.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. To go to the smaller one down the street.
Earn. Oh, it was a beautiful moment.
It's also
and
just
she just
funny.
Handled it with such. It was like, oh, I got this.
This is nothing. I mean, she's got the stuff.
This is nothing.
People are talking about how she's robotic and does the same. No, she's poised and she's practiced. She knows when to inflect the words during her speech. She knows what to do. She's a professional. But those jokes, those burns, that is, chef's kiss.
Absolutely. And she can think on her feet.
Yeah. She's a lawyer. That's what lawyers do.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that was Kamala Harris taking on a couple of the hecklers. Mark Cuban, of course, was their very successful businessman for a long time. I was reading up on him a little bit, and if you don't know anything about Mark Cuban, it's really worth looking at his background and how long he's been remarkably entrepreneurial.
Yeah,
going back to high school. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Mark Cuban also appeared with Kamala Harris last night. Sam, let's play clip number 3, Cuban tariffs, please.
There's two of them. Which one did you want?
Let's play the Cuban, just Cuban tariffs, not the first one.
You know, in my career, I've learned a lot about business, including how tariffs work. Now, let me just ask you a question. You all know anybody who doesn't know how tariffs work? Yeah. All right, I'll give you a hint. That other guy. Now, he has this crazy, crazy, crazy notion that putting a tariff of 60% on every single product imported from China is a good idea. Let me just tell you, this man has so little understanding of tariffs, he thinks that China pays for them. This is the same guy who also thought that Mexico would pay for the wall. So there's no who's
Oh, another burn. Got some. He did really well.
Yeah, he's great.
I thought Mark Cuban did really, really well.
Yeah.
And if you have questions about tariffs, we are going to be talking about this more in depth next week. Matt Randolph will be here, Mr. Global Oil Industry Expert, and he knows tariffs and he knows oil and gas and he knows what affects the price of things. And we're going to talk tariffs with Matt Randolph. He will be back, Mr. Global, on Monday at 11:06. And then next Friday, James Vanderloo will be here. He's a professor. And we're also going to talk about tariffs with him and how they actually work, because Donald Trump is wrong. The American people have to pick up the cost of the tariffs.
Yeah.
It's estimated, I've seen everything from $2,600 to $4,000 extra a year per family.
Yeah. And he has said he will raise the tariffs 100, 500, 2,000%.
Yeah, he just flips the numbers off like, okay, yeah.
It's almost as if he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hmm.
Makes you think.
Well, it makes you think maybe it's been the passage of time. Sam, yeah. Play clip number two, please, from Mark Cuban on tariffs.
You know, we all know that across-the-board tariffs are a tax on everybody. All the major economists have said so. Kamala has talked about it over and over again. But, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit. I honestly think that he used to understand how tariffs work. I mean, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, he was a little bit coherent when he talked about trade policy. And he actually made a little bit of sense. But I don't know what happened to him. The way he's been thinking about tariffs and trade now, something's a little bit lost. And now his trade policies, particularly with tariffs, are basically just gibberish.
Yeah. There's a lot of gibberish lately.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We've been talking about this for several weeks. I'm genuinely concerned that Donald Trump is not well.
Yeah,
and now he's canceling interviews left and right, too. So we're going to have more of that, and we're going to talk about tonight's debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief.
So, Michigan, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
Vice President Harris campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan Friday with Election Day looming. Former President Donald Trump was in Detroit. The judge overseeing Trump's federal election interference case has released more evidence gathered by special counsel Jack Smith.
Trump tried to delay the release of these passages until after the election, but Judge Chutkan ruled holding back the information itself from the public would be election interference.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. At least 33 people were killed and 85 wounded in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza Friday, with Israel not ready for a ceasefire after the death of the top Hamas leader.
There can be no ceasefire that enables that terror entity to survive in Gaza. If that happens, the next round of hostages is just waiting around the corner.
Israeli military spokesman Major Doron Spielman. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A showdown for the Packers and Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans tomorrow at noon. I asked Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs at 5-1, just how good is this Texans team?
We viewing this as a playoff matchup. I mean, you know, that team over there, even though they're in the AFC, they have a really good team. I think that probably at the end of the year, they're probably going to finish, you know, top four in the AFC. So we viewing it as a playoff matchup, you know, see where we at right now and see where they at.
Former NFL linebacker D'Amico Ryans has turned around the Texans franchise in his first year as their head coach and talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, watching the tape on Jordan Love, I think, you know, he's really very, very good quarterback. Talk about putting the ball where he wants it, like his pinpoint accuracy, like really good. It's going to be a big challenge. Everybody just has to maintain their focus, eye discipline, rush discipline.
That's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. It's 46 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Samalicious on the board in for Calvin Butenhoff, who's taking a couple of days off. You got to try him out, Sam, to see how it flows. It's
I love it. It's great.
It's a work in progress. We got to see what kind of feels good.
See what sticks. So,
see if it sticks. Yes, Calvin's off for a couple of days. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Tammy Baldwin will be facing off against Eric Hovde tonight in their first and, I believe, only debate. We will have coverage starting at 6:50 tonight. The debate itself starts at 7, and then afterwards our great civic media team will be wrapping it up with a little analysis. So that will be coming to you across the entire civic media radio network tonight, 6:50. Our coverage begins. The debate itself begins at 7 p.m. We're going to talk a little bit more about tonight's debate, but I did want to get to one more clip from Kamala Harris's big appearances yesterday. She was in Milwaukee, then they were in La Crosse, and they wrapped things up in Green Bay. And our friend and frequent guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, was in Green Bay. Sam, let's play that clip from Dr. Lierley, please.
Donald Trump takes responsibility, and he should, for overturning Roe v. Wade. Yeah. And as a consequence, our freedoms, including things like contraception and IVF, they're in danger. They're in danger. And he is not the father of IVF, by the way. I think he meant Ivanka, but he's not a good speller.
Nice one.
Just the night of burns, just burn after burn after burn. And, you know, when we spoke earlier, when we listened to that clip earlier when Kamala was saying about abortion and the Supreme Court, and some they yelled out, "You lie." No, she doesn't. And you don't have to go any further than the guy they support who says he was happy to do it.
It's a beautiful thing.
There's no lie about it whatsoever. And I don't understand why anyone would scream that out. It's like this isn't conspiracy. This is common knowledge now that he did this, and he's proud of it.
And he did, in case you missed it, because we got a late start yesterday. We were having some technical issues, and that kind of threw things off a little bit. But he had a all-female audience for a little town hall with Harris Faulkner from Fox and Friends earlier this week. And he essentially said that he had no idea what IVF was until Katie Britt. Remember Katie Britt?
Oh, yeah.
Katie Britt from, is it Alabama? Katie Britt, lawmaker from Alabama, explained it to him. He had no idea, he said, during this interview with Harris Faulkner, he had no idea what IVF was until Katie Britt explained it to him in 2 minutes, and then he completely got it. And then he says, "I'm basically the father of IVF."
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm 5'9" and 125 pounds with emerald green eyes and flaming red hair.
You know, someone told me about the book The Da Vinci Code once. I don't claim to have written The Da Vinci Code at that point. This is just – and also he gets it. Okay, fine. He gets it. But he's still on board with trying to get rid of it because there are people out there that he will bring into the office via Project 2025
yes.
who want to get rid of it and yes. contraception and all the things that afford you freedoms and healthcare access. And by the way, let's not forget that his own vice president used IVF to have children. There are lots of people in the Republican Party who have used IVF to have children. So this notion of like, I'm all about IVF, and then you're not. It's this. There's no consistency. Let's just go with what we do know, the fact that he will do whatever he's told, because as we know, he'll just repeat the stories he's told about, and you can bet that IVF and contraception are on the table to be banned, prohibited, and outlawed in this country.
Well, as a matter of fact, and this just came across on Twitter this morning, we're not going to have a lot of time to get into this. We'll probably talk about it more next week with Dr. Hanks for public service announcement. But I believe the Missouri Attorney General is now suing to get mifepristone, which is one of the abortion medications, taken off because it is harming the state of Missouri by preventing teenage girls from giving birth. I thought we wanted to reduce teen pregnancy. Didn't we spend like 20 years or so trying to cut down the numbers of teen pregnancies?
And Missouri has never been happy about it.
The Missouri AG is upset because young girls aren't giving birth enough and we need the workers.
Yeah. I mean, if they had their way of the married at 16, child brides, the whole thing.
Well, that would be one thing if you were going to actually help these girls once they have these babies.
Okay, Jane, but that's adorable.
I know. That's so wacky.
Yeah. No, it's – this is – I can't – well, yes, I can imagine it going far. I mean, well, maybe – and this could be the case that leads to the Supreme Court that says it's, you know – goodbye, myth of I can't even say that word.
Mifepristone.
There it is. Thank you very much. I'm a man. I don't know anything about this stuff. But yeah, it just, I mean, yeah, we'll talk to Dr. Hanks more about it. But just say the quiet stuff out loud now. You want young girls to have babies because you want a nation of workers to do your bidding and not be educated and not make it any further than a certain grade. Like, just eighth grade's fine. Now go to the factory.
That's enough.
You're fine.
Eighth grade is good. You're fine. You're not going to be doing a job that requires you to think very much anyway.
Yeah. We don't need...
And then you're never going to be able to leave that job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And you better be darn happy you have it, too.
That's right. Be grateful.
Yeah.
Be grateful. One last comment that I wanted to share. This is in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after Kamala Harris made her sweep through Wisconsin yesterday. Wisconsin Communications Director Jacob Fisher for the Trump campaign says Wisconsin will prove itself to be Trump country when it votes for a return to the peace, prosperity, and stability of the first Trump presidency in November.
Okay.
What I remember from the first 4 years of the Trump presidency was chaos. Every day you would wake up and go, oh, God, what happened now? Oh, God, what did he do now? What did he say on the world stage? What other world leader did he insult? Who is he banning now? What airports is he completely shutting down now? I don't remember peace and fairies and birds chirping.
He's one of those guys who has said so much crazy junk that we now, when people say, oh, remember when you did that thing? You're like, I completely forgot because it went to the back of the filing cabinet.
Yes.
With all the other, you know, garble that comes out of his stupid face. And this notion, it's like, it reminds me of like a symphony, like a symphony crescendo coming up, all that crazy chaos, and then the big payoff, January 6th. Total, what looks almost apocalyptic in nature, dystopian landscapes, that is the culmination of 4 years of Trump. You want that again? Vote for him.
And since you brought up January 6th.
Oh, I did.
Since you brought up January 6th, Donald Trump held a town hall with Univision a little bit earlier this week, and we got a little time to talk about this yesterday. But a man in the audience, 56-year-old man from Florida, asked him, well, he essentially said, I'm not a registered Republican anymore. I want to give you an opportunity to get my vote back. But I was very disturbed by January 6th. Sam, let's play that clip of Donald Trump's response, please.
I am a Republican, no longer registered, though. I want to give you the opportunity to try to win back my vote. Okay. Your action and maybe inaction during your presidency and the last few years was a little disturbing to me. You know, what happened during January 6th and the fact that you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol. Coronavirus, I thought the public was misled during coronavirus and that many more lives could have been saved if we would have been informed better. And also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you. So 40. Why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. There's, you know, your own vice president doesn't want to support you now.
Thank you, Amito. So the people that don't support a very small portion, we have a tremendous, about 97% of the people in the administration support me. But because it's me, somebody doesn't support, they get a little publicity. The vice president, I disagree with him on what he did.
His job.
I disagreed with him on what he did.
His job.
Very importantly, you had Hundreds of thousands of people come to Washington. They didn't come because of me. They came because of the election. They thought the election was a rigged election, and that's why they came.
Because you told them it was.
Some of those people went down to the Capitol. I said, peacefully and patriotically, nothing done wrong at all, nothing done wrong. And action was taken, strong action. Ashley Babbitt was killed. Nobody was killed. There were no guns down there. We didn't have guns. The others had guns, but we didn't have guns. And when I say we, these are people that walked down. This was a tiny percentage of the overall, which nobody sees and nobody shows. But that was a day of love.
A day of love. January 6th was a day of love when we had people attacking officers with flagpoles and bear spray and fire extinguishers.
And their own weapons.
And their own weapons and riot shields and baseball bats. And yes, there were some guns there. Isn't it interesting that he says that we didn't have any guns, they had the guns. So we are the rioters, they are law enforcement. That's what he's saying, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, he also said nobody was killed, and then Ashley Babbitt was killed, and her death is a tragedy. I'm sorry that she was taken into that group and was there. But there were other deaths as well. They didn't happen on the day, but officers died as a result of that of that event. And the other thing too is you want to watch that clip, folks. Go and find it. It's everywhere. I mean, people are referring to that man as the best journalist in America because he's asking the former president to please, let me vote for you again. Give me a reason. Watch that man's face when they cut back to him, his body language, when Donald Trump just starts blathering nothing to do with what he's talking about as far as like solutions or a reason or justification. It's all garbage. And his body slumps, his head tilts as if to say, well, I can't do this now. I mean, look at this man. He's on Univision. He's on a world network, and he's making an idiot of himself to what could be a very simple question, but he
can't condemn what happened.
No, he can't.
Condemn what happened. No. And because he said he's going to pardon these people who attacked 140 Capitol Police officers and others who were there protecting our democracy and our election. And as you said, Greg, there were suicides that happened after that. There were many, many, many officers who suffered very serious injuries and they had to stop working.
Yeah. So to say that
it was a day of love is such an insult.
It was a day of shame in our country.
Absolutely.
It was a day of shame.
And something that should never, ever, ever happen again.
No. No. The narrative of this is what really upsets me because, you know, the patriots. They're patriots.
But first they were Antifa.
Yeah.
First they were Antifa. The rioters were Antifa. And then they were FBI. And oh, wait, now, oopsie, they're my supporters. They're patriots.
No, okay. Jane, they are traitors.
Yes, they are traitors, actually. All right. When we return, a new segment we're calling I Was Wrong. I Hope You're Happy. That's on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. You know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Ma, Samzilla on the board, coming to you from Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour at this time, as we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is from the Slither edition. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me. You can email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. It can be from the world of politics. It can be nature. It can be fashion. It can be science. This Shouldn't Be a Thing, coming up next hour around 11:51. This is a new segment that we're calling I Was Wrong, I Hope You're Happy. This happens so very, very, very rarely when Fox News or anyone on Fox News admits that they made a mistake.
What?
I know. Usually you have to sue them for almost $1 billion to get them to admit almost anything.
Well, I assume whoever did make a mistake got fired then.
No, they did not get fired, remarkably. Oh. Yeah, no. Accountability, please. Lose your head there. Brett Baer, who sat down with a one-on-one with Kamala Harris, I believe this was on Tuesday. This was the same day that Donald Trump had his all-female meeting with Harris Faulkner on Fox News. And by the way, the audience for that included GOP operatives, included some former Republican candidates. So obviously it was completely unbiased and neutral crowd that Donald Trump walked into when he talked to Harris Faulkner. But when Brett Baer was talking to Vice President Harris and he interrupted her, someone actually counted, he interrupted her or talked over her 38 times in 27 minutes. 38 times in 27 minutes.
What was this, a Donald Trump debate? I mean, what are we talking about here, folks?
Oh, no one would ever interrupt Donald Trump to that extent. Can you imagine if anyone on Fox News treated Donald Trump like they treated Kamala Harris, please? He would get up and walk out.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a lot of thoughts on Fox News as far as their, you know, I think it may have been Maria Bartiromo actually like a week or two fed some facts to Trump in the wake of lies. I'm like, how does she still have a job?
Because they're never held accountable for anything.
No.
Again, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, all those folks, Jesse Waters, all those folks who told their audience that the election was stolen, they were lying and they knew they were lying.
Yeah.
And it took a lawsuit. And Fox has to shell out almost $1 billion for lying to their audience. But in this rare occasion, Brett Baer played a clip for Kamala Harris about Donald Trump, who has essentially said more than once that even more of a threat to America than China or Russia is the enemy within. And he has said they are his political opponents. They're the radical left. That's the enemy within. Brett Baer played a clip where Donald Trump told Harris Faulkner essentially, yes, there's an enemy within, but kind of implied that he wasn't talking about actual Americans. So here is the rare, I'm sorry, I hope you're happy clip from Brett Baer from Fox News.
I did make a mistake, and I want to say that I did make a mistake. When I called for a soundbite, I was expecting a piece of the enemy from within, from Maria Bartiromo's interview, to be tied to the piece from your town hall, Harris, where you asked the former president about the enemy from within. It just had the piece about the town hall. And it did, just take a listen to what I meant to roll.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
So we should send the National Guard against people who do not agree with everything that Donald Trump says, apparently.
Yeah, that's...
That's just, I mean, that sounds like democracy to me.
Let's keep it real simple, everybody. You don't like him, you get a bomb. They're going to bomb you. Your schools don't agree with him, they're going to shut him down. This didn't even seem like the admission of a mistake, as it more was just like we wanted to play this clip for you because we wanted to further the idea that he thinks that anyone who disagrees with him is the enemy. The enemy. This is not a Bond movie, okay? You don't have a nemesis. This isn't Spectre.
Trump actually said on Fox and Friends this morning, after he got done with that interview, that he was going to see Rupert Murdoch, and he thinks that Rupert Murdoch shouldn't be running any negative ads against him for the next 19 days. Because that's just fair in Donald Trump's world.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because he takes, you know, because he's a very strong human being and he takes criticism and difficult questions. He just takes it so well because he's a very stable genius.
He's a very stable.
He surrounds himself with all the best people.
Jane, he is a strong man with the best brain and the greatest of words ever and all the best people around him. I don't understand why you consistently knock him for being a tiny snowflake with small hands and the ego bigger than the planet Saturn. But whatever, you know, if you won't get on board, we'll just have to shut the show down, right? Because if you disagree, you are the enemy.
News is coming up next, and when we return, we are going to talk about the silent women and how they might be voting. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The race for the White House is closing in on the final stretch, with the Democrats utilizing one of the party's biggest assets. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Former President Barack Obama stumped for Harris in Arizona, where the race also remains tight.
What I cannot understand is why anyone would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you.
Trump stopped by a campaign office in Michigan's Muslim-majority city of Hamtramck. The Democratic mayor has endorsed Trump, who vowed to conduct mass deportations of people living in the U.S. illegally.
With the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, there is renewed attention on freeing the remaining hostages in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocenzio reports from Tel Aviv.
Joy was immediate for many in Israel, but not for all.
And what went through your mind?
Glad is not the right word, because you never want somebody to be dead.
Merav Gonen is the mother of Romy, now 24 years old and still a hostage in Gaza.
In the tunnels, without daylight, can you imagine not to see your daughter for a year?
At least 33 people were killed and 85 wounded in new Israeli strikes in Gaza. The trial of Richard Allen, charged with murdering two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 7 years ago, started yesterday with opening statements. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from the courthouse.
Prosecutor Nicholas McLeland said the case is about three things: bridge guy, a bullet, and the brutal murder.